Title, Crash and Sweep Placement Beginner. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to make your drum and bass arrangements feel real instead of like a loop that just repeats. Crashes and sweeps. These aren't just random ear candy. In DNB, crashes and sweeps are energy markers. They tell the listener when something changes. The drop hits, a new phrase starts, a switch happens, or we're exiting a section. If you place them with intention, your track immediately feels more structured, more hype, and honestly more professional. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple, reusable placement map for crashes, risers, and downlifters, and you'll know how to keep them punchy and clean in Ableton Live without turning your mix into a washy mess. Let's build it step by step. First, set up a DNB-friendly grid. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. That's the classic pocket for modern DNB, and it matters because FX lengths and timing feel different at different tempos. Now go into arrangement view. Set your grid to 1 bar and get comfortable switching to half bar and quarter bar when you need tighter placement. We'll also do some micro timing later, but for now, bar level structure first. Drop some locators so your arrangement has landmarks. A super standard DNB template is 16 bar phrases. So place locators like this. Intro starting at bar 1. Build starting at bar 17. Drop starting at bar 33. And then a turnaround at bar 49. Even if your track ends up being different, this gives you a phrase-based framework. And that's the key idea. Crashes and sweeps feel correct when they land on phrase boundaries. Next, pick and prep your crash. Create a MIDI track if you're using a drum rack, or an audio track if you're dropping in a sample directly. Either is fine. Load a crash sample you like. Don't overthink it, but do listen for two things. Is it too long and washy? And does it have nasty low-mid junk that'll fight your snare and bass? Now we'll do a quick crash cleaning chain using stock Ableton devices. This is a super common workflow and it works. Add EQ 8 first. High pass the crash somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Dart around 300 Hz. The goal is simple. The crash should not bring weight. Your kick, sub, and low mids are already busy in DNB. This is top-end energy and transient punctuation. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Don't carve it to death. Just tame the bite. Next, add saturator. Just a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. This helps the crash feel denser and more glued, and it can stop peaks from jumping out. Then add utility. Keep the width controlled. Somewhere around 80 to 110% is a good starting point. You want it wide and exciting, but not so wide that it smears or disappears in mono. Quick coach note here, think foreground versus background. A crash is usually foreground. It announces the moment. Most sweeps are background. They support motion. If both are huge, bright, and wide at the same time, your drop turns blurry. So a really practical rule is, if the crash is big, make the riser thinner. If the riser is massive, choose a shorter, tighter crash. Now let's place the crashes where DNB expects them. In rolling drum and bass, crashes are signposts, not constant decoration. If you crash every 4 bars, the ear stops believing it's an event. Here's your core placement template. First, the drop hit. Put a crash on bar 33, beat 1. That's the arrival. This is the one the listener expects, and it usually lands with the first big drum moment of the drop. Second, the phrase turnover. Put another crash at bar 49, beat 1. That's the start of the next 16 bar phrase. Even if you don't change much musically, the crash makes it feel like the track is moving forward. Optional, a build to drop accent. You can put a slightly quieter crash at bar 32, beat 4, or even the last 8th note before bar 33. This creates a snap into the drop, but be careful. If you already have a big riser and a big impact, that extra crash might be too much. Always listen in context. Now mixing the crash so it sits. Pull the level down. A good rough guide is having it peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on its track meter, but don't treat that like a rule. It depends on your snare. And here's a huge DNB truth. The snare is usually the hero. If your snare is huge, the crash often needs to be lower than you think. If the crash is stealing your attention from the snare crack, it's too loud. Next, let's create a riser, a sweep up into the drop. You can use an audio sweep sample, or you can synth one with stock devices. Both are totally valid. I'll give you an easy version of each. Option A, audio sweep sample. Drag a noise riser or sweep onto an audio track. Stretch it so it lasts 8 bars leading into the drop. In our template, that would be bars 25 through 33. Now add auto filter. Use a low pass filter, Set the start cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz and automate it so it rises to around 8 to 12 kHz by the end. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, to help the sweep speak. Then add reverb. Keep it controlled. Size around 30 to 60, decay maybe 2 to 6 seconds, and dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. The riser should feel like it's expanding, but it shouldn't turn into a foghorn of reverb. Add utility and automate gain for a subtle fade up into the drop. The key idea is tension automation. Filter opens, volume rises, maybe a little more width, and then release at the drop. Option B, stock synth riser. Create a MIDI track and load wavetable or analog. Start with a noise-based patch, or even an init patch where you dial in noise. Draw a long note that lasts 8 bars leading into the drop. Then automate an auto-filter cutoff rising over those 8 bars. If you want grit, add redux very lightly, just a touch of downsampling. Not enough to sound like a video game, just enough to give texture. Teacher tip. A riser is basically filter plus volume plus tension. If it's not clearly increasing, it won't feel like it's leading anywhere. Now, add a downlifter, the sweep down, to frame your sections. This audio version is shortened for playback.